I do hope that he hasn't had an unpleasant day. He feels a great responsibility to all of us, you know. Our master is out in the cold and cruel world, stolidly forging ahead. He's swinging the sword of industrial might, heroically winning our bread. But soon in his labors he'll pause for a while, resting from diligent hours. He'll summon a cab and homeward he'll come to battlements, loopholes, and towers. For an Englishman's home is his castle, his refuge, his place of retreat, where he can sit the rouge, the times, and have a bite to eat. Amidst his faithful retainers, he'll call for slippers and pie. He'll sip a glass of sherry or port, and dine well on mutton or tripe. Each morning he mounts on his charger and rides to battle in mercantile trade. No quarter he asks, and no quarter he gives, till maximum profit is made. Then off with his helmet, with its golden plumes, his lance of finance he can lean. Unbuckling his buckler in his counting house, he loyally salutes the queen. For an Englishman's home is his castle, his sacred place of retreat.
The moat. A frightful day at the office. Frightful weather outside. Blasted fog so thick you could slice it and serve it for high tea. All day I've been out in the cold and cruel world, to trumpets of gold on the march, hewing a pathway through financial foes, stiffened with armor and starch. But now there's a lull, I'll slip off my breastplate.
Horatio!
Oh, sorry, my dear. It's chainmail. Securing my purse money sack. Away from the clamor of well-doggy dog, I'm deucedly glad to be back. For an Englishman's home is his castle, his sacred place of retreat, where he can sit, peruse the times, and have a bite to eat. Amidst my faithful retainers, I'm free to rant and call beneath the portrait of the queen that's hanging up there on the wall. Thank you. domestic peace.